Okay, let's try this again. I just recorded an entire message and then realized that my phone had somehow turned off the recording. So let's hope that I can somehow do this again. Good morning, everyone. It is day 18, and this one is called A Team of Peacemakers. Wrestle one, listen to your spirit, to the word of God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. James 3:18. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Ecclesiastes 4:9. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the son of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God. Haggai 1:14. Restful one, it is good to be a peacemaker, but it is even better to be a part of a team of peacemakers. Two are better than one. Two peacemakers working together can accomplish more than two working individually. I bless you with being a peacemaker and with your Father blessing you with additional peacemakers who work together with you to raise a harvest of righteousness. I bless you with men and women who come alongside you, interested in the harvest of righteousness and not in their own agendas. I bless you with men and women who have themselves that wholeness, completeness, harmony of all their parts, that they are at peace, so that they are part, they are able to bring bring the harmony of their peace along others. Together you can create a richer, fuller harmony to produce righteousness. I bless you with rare people of that caliber brought into partnership with you. I bless you with Haggai 1:14, where the Lord stirred up the spirit of the governor, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people. I bless you with your Father stirring up the spirit of those whom he handpicked in position of leadership, business, civil government, church, and even peers. These men and women of peace who look outside themselves will come to you and partner with you so that you can sow in a peace and raise a mighty harvest of righteousness. I bless you, Restful One, with people who are seeking to grow other people and bring them into fullness and completeness to a state of righteousness and harmony. I bless you with people who are not looking primarily to fix circumstances so that they can walk in greater ease. Rather, their internal peace will be the objective they are trying to replicate in the lives of others. I bless you with a multiplied harvest of righteousness in lives, in communities of faith, and in your culture. May God bless you with men and women who walk alongside you shoulder to shoulder in harmony, without competition, without control, without manipulation, without contention. As a team, you can reap a harvest of righteousness that will leave a verifiable, immeasurable, sustained imprint on the community around you. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, who had a team of peacemakers with him and who left an incredible harvest of righteousness behind him. Lord, I pray for an inspired prayer because I am struggling to remember all of the things that I prayed for them earlier, which I trust you will see through. But the gist of it, Lord, is that we've all heard that you are a relational God and that you're a relationship unto yourselves. There are ideas or ideals or teachings or even whole movements that seem to breed a level of independence in the sense of what we believe right will be right. And so if all things are possible in you, then in a way there's this supposition that comes of we don't really need to people, we just need to do it with you, that all things are possible with you. We don't really have to get vulnerable with people. We don't have to risk ourselves in relationships with others because we have a relationship with you. You are the source of our healing. You're the source of our joy. You're the source of all of our provision and things, and all of that is true. But it seems often that because you're all about you're a father and you're all about family and you're a relationship unto yourself, it seems that that there is an element of relationship that is required, even if it's not desired. And that oftentimes when God is wanting to confront a lie that our history has taught us, or he's trying to reprogram us, he will send people into our lives as his representative, as a new record, for lack of a better term, of what to expect. Relationships are messy, and I've heard it said that love is spelled R-I-S-K, risk. Lord, I pray that you give us the grace to be able to love and to risk. That, Lord, that there would be those people in our lives that are synergistic. I think true pairings are synergistic in nature, where there's the two added together really in a synergistic way add up to more than just those two. 1 + 1 = 3. The Lord, that there be a place where we would be cut free from the old and drawn into the new. Then as we kind of approach the Christmas holiday and towards the new year, the Jewish people, I realize it's the Jewish calendar, not our calendar, but that there's a process that they would walk through, which is to identify and to really look over the last year and to kind of evaluate the year. And then there was a very intentional process by which they identified what was to be brought into the new year, the new season, and what is to be left behind to make space. Lord, I pray that you would help us. That you would help us, Lord, to lay behind the things, the habits, even the relationships, Lord, that were for a season that aren't for now. But Lord, that you would help us, that you would really bring those synergistic relationships. And there are times, Lord, where that you would give us I pray also, Lord, that you would give revelation to each person here, an expanded revelation of your peace and you as the Prince of Peace that is to umpire our hearts. And that, yes, you would bring people alongside, that you would tell them things they've never heard, and then bring people into their lives that have heard the exact same thing, so that they are aligned in that way. They have a commonality of the revelation and the understanding and an aspect of you that they didn't even know anyone else exists, and is a confirmation of something that you're releasing upon the earth. And that, Lord, that we would bring those other relationships into our lives where they possess things that we do not and we possess things that they do not. And just like in a marriage, Lord, there is the place where we have the shared common things and the things where we do not. That each of us brings something to the party, so to speak. And with that, there's a story I'm going to share, but I always phrase it as a prayer, like I'm talking to you, Lord, but I understand this is more of a story, but it's what came to mind. And that was that there was several years, I don't know how many, and I'm not going to mention the person's name, because I don't think this is a private story, but I don't want to reveal their name. And I was asked if I would, I met them, spent the weekend, and was asked if I would drive them to their next engagement. And it was a couple hour drive, and we spent some time talking, and he starts to tell me a story. And it's one of those times when someone's telling you a story and they're trying to tell you something without telling you something. You know, like, why are they? It's one of those people. They don't ever do anything for nothing. And he told a story of how they had this church, and it seemed to be going well. It was growing, signs, wonders, miracles, all of the things were happening. And the Lord came to him and said, I want you to shut it down. And he said, Lord, why? This is going so well. And he said, well, because you're not building what I'm building. And he's like, how? All these things are happening. All this stuff is happening. And the Lord made it very clear that this is what he wanted to do. And so he went to his board, and a lot of which were his friends, and told them what the Lord told him. They got angry, and he lost a lot of friends over it. And it was the primary source of income they had. And so now they're wondering what they're going to do. And he spent several weeks before the Lord, wanting to know what's going on. And at some point, the Lord tells him, I want you, you know, to pull out a piece of paper, draw a line down the center, write AC on one side and DC on the other. And at that time, this is a very sharp, and he's got a profound mind, this man. He's interested in a lot of different things. He said, well, I was, you know, studying Tesla at the time, not the company, but the man, and was, in fact, studying power. And I assumed that this had to do with some revelation of, you know, AC and DC power. And so the Lord said, okay, now I want you to take, on the AC side, I want you to write down all of the names of all of the people that you have an acquaintance with. Everybody that you know, that you have a relationship with in some various way. And so he got together with his wife, and it took them 3 weeks, let's say. It took them a long time to think of all the people that they knew. And it was a very, very long list. He'd been in ministry a long time at that point. He started very early in his life. And then the Lord said, okay, now I want you to take to the DC side, and I want you to write down all the names of the people that you would say you have a divine connection with. And well, that exercise was a lot shorter and a lot quicker because there just weren't as many. Now, I don't remember the actual percentage, but the percentage was very low. We'll call it 10%, but it was very low in comparison to the other list. And so the Lord said, okay, the AC side are your, every time I say this, I lose that term, the acquaintance connections, the people you're acquainted with. And then he looked down that list, he saw, you know, many, many people, were involved in things that he'd done and things. And he said, and the other side is the divine connections, you know, acquaintance connections and divine connections. He said, it's the divine connections that you're to build with. Most people make the mistake of building with the AC, but I want you to build with the DC. And as he looked down, he realized that almost exclusively the people that he had built his church with were the AC connections. Very few were the DC connections. And he could also seem to realize, as he looked at the list, that there was a certain effortlessness. There was something on the fact that when he was together with these DC people, things happened. A divine connection of the one to be building with. And the Lord told him, okay, I want you to take everyone in the DC list. Those are the ones I want you to build with. Those are the ones that you're going to build my things with. I want you to set up, I want you to contact them all, set up a date, and have them all come during the, you know, and for those that make it, you know that in this season, those are the ones to build with. And anyone that can't, you know that at least in this season that you're not called, that they're not, it's not their season. And he said he contacted, I don't know, it was 30 or 40 people maybe. And everyone came in person they could, except for one man who was in England, and he called it. And in the midst of that, there was this couple, part of the DC connection, that said there was a woman staying with them that had recently discovered this man and really, really felt like she was supposed to be there. Very insistent. And he said, okay, she can come, but I really would ask that she kind of be silent because this meeting isn't for her. So he started to lay out the whole kind of AC/DC thing, you know, with them. And at some point, this woman starts to cry, and she raises her hand. She goes, I share something. He said, sure. And he said, you know, when I was really struggling, there was this couple, and they kind of took me in as parents, and I had a really rough childhood, and they led me to the Lord, and they led me to the place of getting baptized in the Spirit, and they, you know, they were, and that's this couple. And then there was another couple that was instrumental in me being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's, and then she points across the room and says, that's those people. And then there was another, he said, there was this time when I was in college and I was, you know, doing my best and I was so poor and I couldn't feed myself. And there was a couple that just out of the nowhere just showed up and started supporting me financially. And she looked across the room crying. And she goes, that's those people. And she continued. And there were all these people in the meeting that she personally had a divine connection to. And then everybody in that meeting started to get up and do the same thing and testify about how, even though this man had no clue, all of these people that seem disparate, they seem separate to him, all had divine connections with one another. And he was like, I'm a mess. I was a mess. And he looked at me as he went to get out of the car and he said, Ed, in life we have acquaintance connections and divine connections. And he said, I believe this is a divine connection. As life would go about, I meet my wife, and turns out that without me even knowing, that she has a divine connection with this person also. The point being, I'll shift things to the Lord, is, Lord, I believe that you're desiring for us to build. I believe, from what I see here, each and every person here is a builder in some respect. As a matter of fact, I believe that the reason that they're in this entire, what was a workshop or intensive and now is a lifestyle, is that there's a place to build things that they are not just even equipped, but there's a level of resting in you, a level of confidence in you, a level of understanding certain things that would be impossible for them to carry into in an unencumbered fashion into the next season to build what you want to build. And part of that building is to bring in the appropriate, whether it's the team of peacemakers, but what we're going to call at the moment, divine connection. I pray, Lord, that you would bring the peacemakers, that you would instill greater peace in us. But just like when the Jewish people evaluate going into the next year, the next season, that there be a place, Lord, where you would highlight those in our lives that there is a divine connection. Not just comfort. There are many people that I would say we, but I know for myself that I've met that I necessarily didn't. There are people that became very important in a divine sense to me that I didn't necessarily initially resonate with. And people that I really connected with personally that things never seemed to really pan out. I pray, Lord, that the things from the past season that aren't to go forward, we don't need to have them relationally cut off. But Lord, that you would highlight those that you have brought into our lives that are divine connections from which you have placed to build and to reap a harvest of righteousness. That Lord, that there be a place where you would really make room, cutting away things from the past season for the new things that you want to do. We all talk about wanting the new thing. There's a new thing coming. We don't know what it is. There's a new thing coming. You know, but if we know we only have a certain amount of closet space and we know that the Lord is going to be bringing forth a new wardrobe for us in the natural, then we have to make space in our closet for it. And there's an aspect in which, I have no idea what I'm talking about at the moment, so just bear with me. There's an aspect in which we have to first make room where in the natural we want to say like, well, I'll make room once it comes. Well, an aspect of the faith I think that there are many people who are in right now, it's the opposite. It's that the room must be made first, and then he'll fill it. As Ashley would probably say it, that the structure must first be established, and God will come and fill the structure. Sometimes he's the one developing the structure, but in this sense, what I'm saying is, Lord, that you would help us to make space for the divine connections and all the things that you want to do to be able to build and instill in us, that you want us to build and instill in others, but that we are all called together to build what you are bringing to the earth in this season and in this era. So Lord, I pray for each one this very day for greater revelations of the peace and the Prince of Peace, but also, Lord, that there would be a distilling, a matriculation, a drawing to the surface, a highlighting, Lord, of those people that we are called to be in relationship with. We love them. We care about them. It's life-giving and things. But Lord, that those that are really the divine connections, that there's something on it, Lord, what I would call the synergistic relationships. So we bless you, Lord. We love you. And we ask that you be glorified this day in Jesus' name.